who stand in silent witness to the ages of humanity. Sky. From our birth we cry, water us with the sounds of those rooted in the ground. We are voices in the land, let the forest forever stand. Who will speak for the trees? Who will speak for the trees? Stand in silent witness to the ages of humanity. Who will raise a voice if not you?
The Saturday Light Brigade, and that is Magpie, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org, where you will find links to our own player for audio, as well as to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
I want to tell you a story from way back. Truck on down and dig me, Jack. There's Big Mo.
Furiana-da-da.
A little Mo.
Furiana-da-da.
Four-eyed Mo.
Furiana-da-da.
No Mo.
Furiana-da-da. Look at brother. Look at brother. Look at brother. Eat Mo.
Eat Mo. Mo-mo, 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 mo-mo. Who's the greatest man around? Makes the cats jump up and down. Who's the talk of Rhythm Town?
Five guys named Mo.
When they start to beat it out, folks jump, jump and shout. Who the critics rave about?
Five guys named Mo.
They came out of nowhere, and that don't mean a thing.
That's right.
They rate high, you'll know why, when you hear them swing. Mop, highbrow, lowbrow, all agree. They're the tops in harmony. I'm telling you, folks, you really ought to see. Five guys named Mo. From way back,
Did you dig me, Jack? There's Big Mo. Little Mo. Four-eyed Mo. No Mo. Look at brother. Look at brother. Look at brother. Eat Mo. Eat Mo. Mo, 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 Mo. One guy,
Big Mo.
Two guys,
Little Bitty Mo.
Three guys,
Four-Eyed Mo.
Four guys,
No Mo.
Five guys,
Eat Mo.
Five little guys named Mo.
Mo, 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 Mo. The Saturday Light Brigade with Louis Jordan. If you are used to playing along on Facebook, I just noticed that yours truly forgot to put the puzzles up on Facebook, which is one of the last things I do every Friday before heading for home. I am starting to correct that, such that you'll be able to play along on Facebook this morning. Thank you for your patience. I kept wondering, why isn't anybody sending us answers on social media? They usually... We usually have a few answers that way. Well, now I know.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, the Mid-City Schools, so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
We have been working on and off for about a year as part of a group called the Remake Learning Civic Learning Opportunity learning group, and teens and SLV and our friends at History Collab and Remake Learning have been developing a system where teens can go online and discover ways to get involved civically here in Pittsburgh, whether it be making a podcast with us, learning about how to run for political office, registering to vote, just about anything. And I'm very proud to tell you that the launch of this tool is going to be at our Youth Media Center, and you're invited. December 15th is the launch date, 4 to 6 o'clock. You can learn how the teams on this project shaped the design from prototype to launch, and you can help celebrate the future of this youth-powered innovation. It's free, but we'd like you to register so we have adequate food and space. You can learn more at slbradio.org/news. It's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's Brigade Charade. A Brigade Charade is just like a charade, except we're going to ask you to come up with it using clues that are verbal rather than hand emotions or are acting them out. We have no way of getting pictures to you. In fact, we've prohibited that with our technology for your convenience. The clue is excitement. Excitement. We are looking for a three-syllable word. A three-syllable word. The first syllable sometimes done by a barista. That's the first syllable, sometimes done by a barista. Or a barista. You say barista, I say barista. The second and third syllables have one clue. Expression of amusement. Expression of amusement. So again, the overall clue is excitement. And the second and, or the first syllable is sometimes done by a barista. And the second and third syllables together are an expression of amusement. Do you think you know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
You are special, you are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one you, just like you, my friend. Oh, I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime. Any time that you feel is that right time for a friendship with me. You see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my.
Side of well.
this Lord Galloway.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is Barefoot Movements. And early in the morning, the song. It's been very busy, delightfully busy this morning, and great to have you with us. I'm going to give you our puzzle a clue in a moment.
See the boys there. It's a three guitar special.
For our brigade charade. Fat Man D and a group called the Cultural District did you our special. Your chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our brigade charade.
All right, here we go now.
The overall clue is excitement. Excitement, syllable one, sometimes done by a barista, syllable two and three together. Expression of amusement. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck.
Well, it's Tommy Emmanuel.
Of correct answers hour coming in right now, and it's about time that I shared those answers. Zach in Pittsburgh, good to hear from you. Zach has the correct answer. And here also is the correct answer coming in from Barb in Oakmont, who shared her answer phonetically. I had to make sure I almost read it. Well done, Barb. And Tommy got it. He is in North Chesterfield, Virginia. John and Carrick has it as well, as does Christopher in Monroeville. There's still time for you. We'll leave it open for a few more moments at 412-200-5975. Answer is about to be delivered by Tom in McCandless. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Okay, how about you?
I'm doing very well. I was trying to remember, there is a Fire Sign Theater bit that uses this word, and I vaguely remember it. I don't know if you do or not. You have to kind of be a Fire Sign Theater fan
to remember this.
I don't know if I've ever heard of Fireside Theater. I've heard of Fireside Chat.
Now this
by
is
Roosevelt.
Now this is Fire Sign, and it was sort of a
sign,
a new form of radio drama. And I know some people. Some will know this, not necessarily everybody, but you knew it. What's the word that we're looking for?
Well, it was brouhaha.
Brouhaha is exactly correct. Baristas sometimes brews, not always, but he sometimes does that. And haha is an expression of amusement, generally speaking, giving you brew, ha-ha, which can be a form of excitement.
It made me think of what is a brew, ha-ha, and a writer from the Post-Gazette, and I guess a co-author, they wrote a history of Kaufman's department store, and during World War II, nylon stockings were not available, you know, because of the shortages for parachutes and all that stuff, but anyway... So after the war's over, let's say 1946 or something, I guess Kaufman's put in an advertisement in the paper, says, we just got in like 10,000 pairs of stockings, nylon stockings, and we're going to start selling them tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So all these women came down there to buy them, and they left them in, and then they all got in a big fight about who got the stockings, and I always think about something like that would be a brouhaha.
I could see it. I spent many a time in those department stores with my ma, and it seems like something from a bygone age. Certainly not after war shortages, but just looking for bargains in those big bins of shoes. And Larry, find the size fives if you can find any size fives. And I would find all these pairs of shoes and was so excited, but they weren't pairs. They were often just one at a time.
Yeah. Then what? Didn't there was some kind of puppet or some kind of little thingamajig that they were selling back maybe 20 years ago when everybody would get a big fight about who would buy it because there was a shortage of it. It was some kind of puppet or some kind of a thing like that.
Oh, there always seems to be one of those every, whether it's a Cabbage Patch Kid or another kind of doll.
Maybe it's a Cabbage Patch Kid, yeah.
There always seems to be something like that as, you know, the fad of the year, the toy that everybody seems to want, and there seems to be a demand put to it that... yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, since it's brouhaha, have you ever heard of Arbuckle's Coffee?
I have, yes. And is that the San Francisco coffee, I think, one of them?
Well, actually, it came from Pittsburgh.
I did not know that. Huh.
And I was reading a book about the West, you know, how they settled the West back in the 1850s and 60s. And the author mentioned Arbuckle Coffee. And he said it was the coffee that won the West, and it came from Pittsburgh. And so I kind of looked it up, and apparently there's, I can't forget his first name, his last name was Arbuckle, and he brewed the coffee in Pittsburgh. Well, he didn't brew the coffee, he roasted the coffee beans.
Yeah, it and says so his name was John, and he went to W&J, to Washington and Jefferson.
I don't know. I don't know, but he figured out a way of keeping the beans fresh by coating them with egg albumin.
Huh.
And then he moved the company to New York, I think, once it started growing. But it was a very popular coffee up until, I think, the 1930s or so. And then it became what I think they call an orphan brand or an orphan name, mm-hmm. where, you know, some... It does. They don't produce it. And then somebody here in Pittsburgh bought the name, I think, maybe 20 years ago, and he sells the coffee, and he's located in Verona. And I've seen the coffee for sale at, like, Kuhn's, in those little packets where they have different flavors and everything.
I'll be darned. I had no idea. But yeah. I quickly looked that up as we were talking. Indeed, he's from this area. He was raised in Pittsburgh and on the north side, and went to W&J and formed that company. So an extra charge.
Well, if you've been to by the Duquesne Club, there's a little alleyway right beside it. It's called Coffee Way, and it kind of connects to Strawberry Way. And I'm wondering if that's where their plant was located. Was that kind of, there was a German bank on the corner, and then there's an Arby's around, kind of little triangle area. And I'll have to ask my wife, because she always looks up on these old maps, and the old maps will say what business was in each spot. And I'll have to ask her to see if she can see if there's a map that shows that Arbuckle Coffee is located there.
I would imagine, and if not, the library probably knows more about that, too. Well, thanks, Tom. We appreciate that. And that's the word we were looking for, brouhaha. And it was the Fire Sign Theater that used that. What's all this brouhaha, brouhaha? Ricky remembers. She's smiling at me. Speaking of smiling, our Giving Tuesday this past week set a new record. And thank you if you were among the 98 people who visited Give Big Pittsburgh's website or our website at slbradio.org/donate. Altogether, we raised $9,730 in a single day. And here's the thing that makes me especially proud. About 15% of those donations were from first-time donors, people who have never contributed to SLB before. Why does that happen? A lot of times it's because new audience members are coming, and we're grateful for that. Sometimes it's because longtime listeners never knew that we're a nonprofit. Our youth media center activities are 100% free. The radio stations that carry SLV receive it without charge. And that's all possible because of your support. We don't ask for it very often. In fact, this is the time of the year when we do. So if you enjoy listening to SLB, week in and week out, we hope you'll spend just a moment this morning. You can either go to slbradio.org/donate and make a contribution at the level of your choice securely, or you can call us and we'll gladly walk you through making a credit or debit card contribution. Thank you for your support. Regardless, we're simply grateful that you're here with us on a Saturday morning. If it's within your budget, I hope you'll consider joining in this morning and helping us continue to get our December donor drive off to a good start.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine every day. Every day, every day, every day. Let my little light shine every day. Every day, every day, every day. I'm gonna let my little light shine. I'm gave me the gift of love. Tuesday, peace came from above. Wednesday told me to have more faith. Thursday gave me a little more grace. Friday told me to watch and pray. Saturday told me just what to say. Sunday gave me the power divine to let my little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Shines is the light of love, lights the darkness from above. Shines on me and it shines on you, shows you what the power of love can do. Shine my light both far and near, shine my light both bright and clear. Every dark corner that I find, let my little light shine. This little light shines so bright, it's gonna shine all night. Starlight, star bright, little light of mine, it's gonna shine, 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 shine.
The Saturday Light Brigade with the great Bob Gibson. Thank you to Holly in Oakland. We appreciate your support of SLB. Also to Paul in Delaware. Nice to hear from you. Finally, Ed and Deb in California. Thank you so much. We appreciate your support during our December donor drive.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to 2026 6x6, an art show of community-made pieces limited to a 6x6-inch canvas. The 2026 6x6 art show will open on February 6th at Assemble, located at 4824 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. All proceeds will benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth. More information on the 2026 6x6 art show is available at assemblepgh.org/6x6.
Thanks to Richard for your contribution, which just came through seconds ago. We appreciate your support at slbradio.org/radio. It's now time for our haiku. Bricky, are you, have you audited the haiku today? Well, she went right to the abacus. She's going to work on it, make sure everything is all together. I think you'll find it in order. She's there. 5, 7, 5. She got it. Good morning, by the way, to Lou. It's nice to have you tuned in. Here is today's haiku, formulated by the mother of a monkey to help those who type. Formulated by the mother of a monkey to help those who type. Any idea what the answer might be to today's haiku?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with today's haiku. Thanks also to Carrie in Oil City for your support. Mary Chapin Carpenter is next at the Saturday Light Brigade.
These are your instructions, should you choose to follow. Sit down with pen and paper, begin with something hollow. But the last words he offered, no kind of explanation. They only take up space here, you do not need to say them. Open up the closet, find his winter coat there. Check inside the pockets, find the crumpled note there. It says milk and Sunday paper, and a heart smudged in blue. Fold it up and box it before you've time to think. Sundays are the hardest, avoid familiar back roads. Erase the old phone numbers, delete all the photos. Those you haven't heard from will come as no surprise. They made their calculation when they chose a side. These are your instructions. Become reclusive. When old friends say they miss you, when sleep becomes elusive. Fill up every journal, empty every shoebox. Burn the lists and letters, sweep out all the old thoughts. Shake off all the covers, throw every window open. Stand here in your bare feet, welcome in the morning. These are your instructions. Grace has left you stranded. You are lost and wounded, bleeding and abandoned. Use a tourniquet for pressure. Let time do its healing. Say prayers for good measure when you think you've lost all feeling. Walk into the guest room, the last place he was sleeping. See the outline on the pillow, smoothed without weeping. One last final walkthrough. Now move the bags and boxes from front porch onto back seat. Haul away the losses. These are your instructions. If you choose to follow, stop and take a big breath. Begin with something hollow. Thank you.
the Saturday at Light Brigade with Dale and Bradley and Tina Adair and Oh Darling. Mary Chapin Carpenter. Before that, with What to Keep and What to Throw Away from her album, Ashes and Roses. We've had a few correct answers on this morning's High Clue. Were you able to identify the correct answer? Here it is again. Formulated by the mother of a monkey to help those who type. Formulated by the mother of a monkey to help those who type. There is a great backstory to the product that we're looking for. And if you think you know the product, I hope you'll connect with us now at 412-200-5975. It's not used as much as it once was. A correct answer here from... Well, Stu actually has nearly the correct answer. There are two leading brands of this, and Stu has a different brand than the one we're looking for from the mother of a monkey. But close enough, Stu. And actually, John and Addie also have that same one. I thought it was also, but the more I read up on this, it was a different brand name than the one we think about. And the other one, I suspect, might have more market share, perhaps. The one we're looking for has the initials LP. Maybe that helps. Mike and Mars also with nearly the correct answer. Did you figure it out? Most everybody who phoned in or texted to us said whiteout. And that's close enough. We were actually looking for liquid paper. Liquid paper. And liquid paper came about when Betty Nesmith, the mother of future Monkees guitarist Michael Nesmith, invented this correction fluid. And she had been working for a company and doing some window dressing in a store. And she was frustrated that when mistakes would get made in the window display that she put up to earn extra money, she would paint over the design to fix it. She also worked as a secretary as her main job at Texas Bank and Trust, and she used an IBM electric typewriter and found it frustrating because every time she would make a mistake, you would have to retype the entire page. And she said, maybe I could do that thing that I do in the window dressings where I take a white paint and paint over the design. Except I'll do it on the typewriter. Into the kitchen she went. She mixed white water-based tempera paint to match the color of the stationery used at Texas Bank and Trust. She applied it over errors using a watercolor brush, and it worked pretty well. She perfected it, made it dry a little bit quicker, and formed a company called Mistake Out. And she kept working on it, pouring it into nail polish bottles. And in 1956, she and her son, the future monkey, worked to assemble these bottles in her garage. She kept coming up with different formulas, and eventually they actually put the product. There was an article about it in The Office magazine in 1957, and then her company took off and eventually became a multi-million dollar business. Now, liquid paper spawned Whiteout, a competitor. Whiteout was designed more for pages that would come out of the Xerox machine to have the right chemical formulation to cover up spots that way. I'm sure they have formulations that work with typewriters as well. But that's who we were looking for. The mother of monkey, Peter Nesmith. Or Michael Nesmith, I'm sorry. The mother of Uncle Michael Nesmith, Betty Nesmith, is who we're looking for. And the inventor of liquid paper. A fascinating story. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you knew. We were looking for Whiteout, Michael Nesmith's mom. Invented it back in the 50s. Congratulations.
I was down in the jungle, a-sittin' in a tree. Along comes a man and he says to me, well, he says, Mr. Monkey, if you want a career, I got a little piece of paper you can sign right here. You'll be a monkey with a typewriter. A monkey with a typewriter. Infinite amount of paper and time, so you see, monkey with a typewriter's got job security. So they put me in a car and they took me downtown. They chained me to a keyboard and they sat me on down. They said, we want some satisfaction for money, my friend. If you think you're typing Chaucer, you better think again, cause you're a monkey with a typewriter. A monkey with a typewriter. Well, I typed some Charles Dickens, they gave me the lash. They said, when word of Francis Bacon, then we'll settle your hash. I'm in my office every hour, night and day. No coffee break, no lunch, or what's the union gonna say? My life is one big question I'm asking constantly. To be or not to be, or not to be, or not to be. A monkey with a typewriter. A monkey with a typewriter. Well, they say the word processor is coming any day. If it doesn't come tomorrow, call the ASPCA. A monkey with a typewriter. A monkey with a typewriter. Well, I'll be here a-typin'
typewriter for all eternity.
Or the twinkle in my eye. In fact, everything about me may come as a surprise. Next time you see me, the next time you see me. Is he just a dying ember or an inner mounting flame? Next time you see me, the next time you see me, the last time you saw me, man, you thought you had me pinned. But I read you like a paperback, and much to your chagrin, you've got it wrong before, and you'll get it wrong. Fighter, don't you know me? I'm right beside you. Don't you know me? You should know me. I'm the ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. I'm like a ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. Just a ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. Typewriter. It wasn't me who let you down. No, you're the one who set me up to watch me hit the ground. Next time you see me, the next time you see me. Typewriter. I'm like a ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. Just a ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. Typewriter. Next time you see me, you may not recognize the power of my conviction or the twinkle in my eye.
Ian Matthews at the Saturday Light Brigade with Shakespeare's typewriter, and before Ian, you heard Mark Graham and Orville Johnson with Monkey with a typewriter, a Saturday Light Brigade favorite. And speaking of favorite moments, it's always a nice moment when we hear from brigadiers like you who want to support SLB. Thank you to Pat and Susan, who made a donation in honor of Michael Flaherty, Irish balladeer and folk singer who loves music. Thank you to Denise of Homestead for your support. Also to Jillian. And here's another generous contribution. This one from Kate. And to an anonymous listener, thank you for your support. It's our December donor drive this time. Right now, as we head into our next hour, is the perfect time if you would like to make a contribution by phone. 412-200-5975. It's also a great time to go to our website at slbradio.org/donate, where you can use PayPal, Venmo, or any credit card of your choice securely.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org.